positive or negative. As things have grown over the years, so has the pressure. Now when we release an album, a lot more people know about it and have opinions about it. The flood of praise and criticism that comes our way can be overwhelming. This isn't as good as the last one. Is this it? It didn't impact me. I think they've sold out. They're all about money now. We experience a lot more pressure about whether people will buy or like our albums than we did with our early work. But no matter how intense this pressure becomes, I always return to the same place of rest. I simply remember that I don't know how we got here except by following Jesus. Why would I feel pressure to add anything else to stay here than what we did to get us here? Jesus Culture Band began as the worship team of the youth group I pastored at Bethel Church. Kim Walker, Chris Kilala, and Melissa Howe led worship during our weekly meetings and youth conferences. We began to encounter God in significant ways during worship, and I thought, we need to record this. Can we put this on a CD so other people can encounter God like we are? We recorded our first CD at one of our conferences. A few people bought it, enough to convince us to try again. As we discussed what should go on the second album, a team member approached me with the idea of recording a DVD with the CD. I asked him how we would do that. He said we just needed to track down some cameras from the people we knew. So we started asking around. Hey, does anybody have a camera? One guy said, I have an XL. Another guy had a GL. And someone else had an old broadcast camera. We brought them together and filmed a DVD for our second album, We Cry Out. People asked us why we did so many cover songs on those early albums. We did it because those songs moved our hearts and led us into encounters with God. We didn't care who wrote them, Phil Wickham.